father had been teaching his little 3-year-old daughter the Lord's Prayer, and for several evenings at bedtime she would repeat the lines after him. And finally, she decided to go solo. The father listened with pride as she carefully enunciated each word right up to the end of the prayer, where she said, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us some email. Amen." Without knowing what to pray for, we too tend to pray for the wrong things. But Jesus says in John 16 and verse 24, "Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." But what should we ask for? Well, every day, we need to ask God for grace. Hebrews 4 and verse 16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever tried to be a godly wife or husband or parent and realized that you just can't do it? That's why you need God's grace. Grace is the desire and the power that God gives us to live life in harmony with His principles. The reason why God supplies grace and the reason why we resist it is because His principles are the opposite of our natural inclinations. God says, "Bless those that persecute you." Well, our natural inclination is to get even. But whenever you resist or reject God's grace and violate His principles, there will be consequences and conflicts not only in your life and in your relationships with God, but in your relationships with family and friends. When you recognize that you can't live the Christian life in your own strength, humble yourself and ask God for His help and power. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.